On this day, May 24th, 1844, the greatest discovery in the methods of communication was successfully put to the test, which launched the worldwide communications revolution. What was it? We'll tell you. Let's get started. On this day, May 24th, 1844, the first Morse code message is sent, and this day should be honored as a turning point in civilization. Professor Morse was born in Massachusetts in 1791, graduated from Yale, and became a successful portrait painter. You know, he was commissioned to paint revolutionary heroes like John Adams and James Monroe and many others. Well, on one day in 1825, Morse was in Washington, D.C., working on a painting of America's great French ally and friend during the Revolution. His name was Lafayette, if you recall your history. And during this time, while he's making this painting, he received a letter from his father saying Morse's wife was deathly ill. Now, by the time he returned home, the love of his life was already dead and buried. She was only 25. Morse was upset, very upset. He couldn't be with his wife in her final hours. It haunted him that it took so long to receive the news the old-fashioned way. So he turned his attention to the study of electricity in order to come up with a way to speed up communications. Now, by 1835, he discovered this new method, the electric telegraph. And on this day, May 24th, 1844, he put his new technology to the test. Here's how it came about. He set up his telegraphic sounder in the Federal Supreme Court room in the nation's capital. And people gathered to watch. And they were watching in anticipation as they marveled at this strange machine with copper wires attached. Now think, remember, this is 1844. So this is something brand new. And the inventor sat before the contraption and ticked off the biblical words, "What hath God wrought?" Now, the message was received in seconds by Morse's assistant in Baltimore, and he triumphantly repeated the message back to the sender in Washington. Those who witnessed it were astonished. A message went from Washington, D.C. to Baltimore in a matter of seconds. Professor Morse said, "You ain't seen nothing yet. One day my wires will encircle the earth." Well, he didn't really say that. Those are my words, but they're his sentiments. He prophesied his telegraph wires would soon carry messages not only across America, but under the ocean to Europe. Well, Morse had his patent since 1838, and he spent every dime on his invention and became broke. That is until Congress stepped in to help. And from that point on, his project was a success. He made a bundle, and he was honored all over the world for what he had done. Truly, this invention was going to change the world. As a matter of fact, in 1844, Morse's invention carried the news of James K. Polk's election from Baltimore to Washington, D.C. You ever think about it on election night when we watch it on TV? We get results almost immediately. Well, what Morse did in 1844 was the forerunner to our modern instant election night results. And that's why we have that today. Well, telegraph lines started spreading rapidly throughout the country. And in 1851, the first electric fire alarm telegraph was set up. Well, Morse lived to see his invention changing the world, and he eventually retired from public life. And in 1871, the elder Morse used his invention to publish his final message. An operator typed his dictated words, and these are his words: "Greetings and thanks to the telegraph fraternity throughout the world. Glory to God in the highest. On earth peace. Goodwill to men." Those were his dictated words. And then Morse sat down and personally typed his name to end the message. He died 10 months later at the age of 80. On this day, May 24th, 1844, the first Morse code message is sent, and this is a day that should be honored as a turning point in civilization.